Yo, Zaya Tales in the building.
This is what happens when you think outside the box.
Bro, Lagos will finish, you shall not give. God is a huge part of who I am.
So basically, 2 plus 2 equals egg. I just remember one time in high school, they told us it was not convenient to play football. Shido by day and SF at night.
But your pastor is not your daddy.
As a Nigerian, you're born with 5 to 10 aunties and uncles by default.
Sorry for your life.
It's gonna be vibes.
It's display.
I don't think they're ready.
Hey guys, welcome to the LCA podcast.
See how loud your voice is. Welcome to the LCA. I feel like, okay. Let me guys. Welcome to the Unsaid podcast.
Yeah, podcast. As you guys can tell, like, today I'm meant to be disturbed because one of my favorite people is here. Finally, I got her to come. After I've been begging her to come and do this thing for like, how am I begging?
No, you have to form small, my fans. You can't just.
Yeah, I've been begging for almost 6 months, literally.
But I'm here now, innit?
Yeah. Anyways, so to be fair, like, she didn't come to record. Like, she just came to drop my suit.
And then someone was like, okay, let me just. Yeah,
so she just graced me with her presence. So. Nice time. Not for me, it was popping.
I'm okay. Just waiting to be called to the bar.
That's what, guys.
So I can be a lawyer. No, I need to be a lawyer. Yeah, all the suffering.
I'm already a lawyer. I keep telling you this.
Amen. Amen.
No, be prayer. I'm telling you, I'm already a lawyer.
No, prayer. I'll definitely do one or two things.
They can't afford to not call you to the bar. That bar will be complete.
Do you get? I'll fight. I'll break their ties.
Your feet are proper, this guy. But yeah, how have you been?
I'm okay.
You're looking cute, by the way. As per usual.
As for what? That's some hair.
This is why I don't tell you nice things.
Why but you still say it anyway, because they choke. Yeah, see who they breathe. Oh my god.
How's post law school been?
My adulting is a scam show.
I know you slept for like 1 week. So.
Yeah, I did. I'm still sleeping. I'll wake up very soon. And then I'll start going out. So I've literally been sleeping, man. But during the exam period, how many hours did you sleep for?
I used to sleep like from like two to like five. Yeah, just like five. I used to wake up at like five.
Every day, exactly. Yeah. Guy, can you imagine? What kind of suffering is that?
Two to like five every day. And then
is planning on doing law school, I just want you to just take your time, think about it properly.
What do you mean, take your time? We had 1.5 years.
But people know, but you can't say we actually had time. During COVID, a lot of things were happening.
Everybody was.
Guy, I didn't read during COVID. I barely read. Like, if not because I had a lesson, I would have failed this law school for sure. Because they literally give us 1 month. What about people that maybe they didn't have access to the online materials or jiggets? People family died, I'm thankful nothing happened to my side, but still, like, they have to put that into consideration that a lot of things happened this year. Jigget. Anyway, dear, what are we talking about today?
I've told you like 5 times. Sent you a template. What else do you want?
Okay, I'm just trying to understand.
By the way, if you guys hear like any other noises like in the background,
The birthday girl.
Shout out Moyo. Mommy Mo.
That's
what I call her. She's here as well, so she's with us. But she's not recording. She's on the phone. Let me cast her.
Don't cast her.
Anyway, so yeah, you guys, we're going to be talking about. I always be pro at this one, Sha. So I will give us.
You guys want to hear my germs? Okay.
We're going to be talking about lust and love, right? Lust versus love. So, like, the difference and the similarities. Let me just start by saying. First of all, right?
Hey, good.
Let me just start by saying, yeah, that I'm on.
I've suffered.
Ah!
I don't know who I'm looking for in this Lagos. Always finding me, but I've been dealt with. But apparently, it's not that bad. Some people have really suffered. Some people, they cheated on them, like, on every woman across the board in Lagos. I mean, mine, I think it's bad, but you know,
yours was bad because you were doing mumu, but yours was bad.
Why are you casting me now? I'm still a bad bee. This place, you cannot be casting me.
What's a bad bee? Always a bad bee.
It was a mistake.
Anyways,
it was a mistake.
Yeah, I think this thing happened. They used me to do.
And it's character building, they say, or whatever. I think he actually helped me, Sha.
Sure.
Now I know what I want. I know what I don't want, for sure. Like, if I didn't have this experience, I don't think I would have known what I want. So today, I'm still a bit shaky on what I want, but I think I'm getting there now.
Yeah. Fair. Yeah. That's good. I'm proud of
and
you.
Bad experiences helped. I'm not saying you should go to sugar and do that brico. It's very painful for me.
Oh, it's painful. Oh.
You lose weight. That's how I lost weight. I was doing ad break, please.
Then they lose weight, so.
As I lost the weight.
Oh, yeah, birthday girl just entered. We'll just give a quick shout out.
You can give it.
Hi,
guys.
I better close my door. Close my door.
Hi, guys. They lose what's popping? What's happening?
Well, please, can you tell us in no fewer than two sentences where you are?
Where am I?
Where you are? Where were you?
Where were you? Doing?
Where were you?
What were you doing?
I was on the phone.
With who?
A friend.
Which friend?
Friend of
There are different categories of friends nowadays. And have you noticed nowadays people don't put tags in relationships anymore?
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Like, people literally don't put tags anymore. It's friends with benefits, it's situationship, but you never hear someone say girlfriend.
Why are you?
Because I think people are scared. I'm shouting. Okay, you're part of them.
I'm not part of them.
Of course, you're part of them. You're part.
I don't mean, I don't, at this point, I don't.
Speak, talk with your full chest.
I don't have time for rubbish. I don't have time for nonsense. So, like, if you're not coming straight, like, you won't find me there.
No, but even when the feelings are there, people don't want to put a tag on it.
Yeah, everyone's scared.
Scared of what? I mean, you have breaks, you're not going to die.
Yeah, but it's not cute, man.
Who die of insults?
It's not, don't be cutting bulb on my head, but it's not cute.
But risky way.
Whatever. Anyways, so we're giving them lust versus love. So right, first similarity. Ayo, shoot.
Love and lust are intentional. What you mean, darling?
So I think that. Okay, this is me talking as a guy, right? Like as a guy, like if I want to like.
Say it's your full chest.
Okay,
I didn't say
your. I know, but okay. I mean, but as a guy, like if there's a girl I'm interested in, right?
You want to be intimate.
Yeah, if there's a girl I'm interested in, I'm going to chase her. Jiggit. Like,
okay.
Don't you see all those guys who they just see one babe in traffic
and they want
and
to
they just
finish
die?
Her.
Like they will be chasing. They can't chase you from all the way from
me. I've had to VI. I'm never tag people on this thing, but
oh, there's
somebody now that wants to die on top. But I know all he wants to do is.
How
so
do
it's
you
so
know? That's, don't judge
no, because
before
I know that's what he wants to do, darling.
Okay, so how do
you
know?
Just know every our conversation is quite sexual. What else are you trying to talk about?
Your sexuality.
And it's so like bad. It's so choking. Like every single time calling me, sending me weird stuff. Like yeah, I guess love and lust are actually intentional.
Yeah.
When you want somebody, like when you like somebody, like physically, which is lust obviously, and you want them, you are actually very like.
Oh, that's when they're going to send you drinks in the club. That's
when they'll be buying you stuff. And I'm like, just to enter one thing. 15 minutes max. I mean, how many? I mean, let's be real, though. How many minutes is the pee?
No,
and people...
You can repeat it over and over again.
Why am I repeating it? I beg. They can both wait. Yes.
Yes. Like... I feel like
love and lust can both wait. Like if you really, really want somebody, you wait. I'm sure you would just want to have sex with them. I mean, you'd be obviously be having sex with other people, but if you want to specifically,
that's so casual.
But that's it. That's the reality. Unfortunately, that's actually what's happening now. A lot of Lagos boys, if they want you, they can wait for a whole year. If you really want to do 90 days, is that cookie jar, whatever Steve Harvey used to say. What is that thing again? 90 days
waiting period.
No, wait. In fact, they can give you an extra 90.
Do you have your list?
Tell me my list of what?
Like, you know this thing now, you have to create a list.
What are you talking about?
If the girl you want to get married to, you have to create a list.
Huh? Yeah.
Okay.
What list are you talking about?
Now, what you want in your wife?
Oh, do I have a list of, like,
I'm sure it does.
Yeah,
oh, my God, we're
going
to talk about that at the end.
Yeah, I do.
I need to know your list, darling.
Nah, I can't give out too much expo. Like,
no, you have to tell me.
I gave out my list once. I know we saw girls like that started appearing. I was like, this is a joke. Like,
yeah, because they start, I get that. The universe that
gave the universe starts giving me what I want.
And you want it, Nana. You're not ready mentally.
I was ready, but they ended up, never mind.
Oh, you... Okay. Oh,
Anyways, so yeah, I feel like both of them can wait, man. Like, I know
both of them are intentional. I like what you did here. Okay, physical attraction is inside. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you like, when you love somebody, or when you are lost with somebody, there's obviously physical attraction.
Yeah, because I don't think you can love someone you're not attracted to.
And I don't even get that thing. They're always saying that, oh, looks does not matter. Oh, more looks matter. Oh, am I the only one? It matters, because if you're not attracted to the person, then what are you doing here? How's your thing gonna be?
Yeah. I don't think. I legit don't think that's possible to like.
I have a question. Yeah. Can lost become love? Oh,
right. Yeah, it can, definitely can. But like, chances are very slim. And I'll explain to you why. So one thing I've noticed is that anytime like I meet a girl, right, and the focus of our intimacy, right, initially is sexual.
Eventually,
right?
Feelings come.
No. The chances are, yeah, feelings will come, because I think it's a sociological thing where people say, oh, no strings attached, that's why. I get it in principle, but like, in reality, it's difficult. Like, it's not the rule. The rule is not that you can have sexual relations with someone and then not catch feelings for them. That's an exception, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. The rule is, if you're constantly intimate to someone, you're going to end up
something
catching feelings for
happen.
Them. Something's going to happen. Like, I can't imagine being intimate with someone and she goes and she does. But like,
except you don't. I think the major difference is talking on the phone and like actually talking every day. You know, some people that they just see once a week and they just knock and go.
Yeah,
feelings cannot come there. I mean, I've never done that one before, because I'm like, I still feel like feelings will come. But do you get a point? Like, some people just once a week, or like they just call you when they want that thing. Feelings cannot come in that, because it's like, you guys are never bond or anything. It's just for the knack and you go. So it's not all the time. I think it's when you now start talking, when you start trying to have conversations, doing late night FaceTime. Late night FaceTime is that's when the move button starts to disappear.
that's when they really hooked you.
And then you're now blushing under your duvet. Out in law, you've gone. You have to pray to God, because you've truly gone.
But yeah, I think that, you know, for me, it's just like, I don't think it's possible, but I don't think it's the right way to do things. Like, if I'm trying to be like in a committed relationship, like it's one of the few things that I've decided I'm going forward, like, as a man. Any girl that I'm interested in, I'm not going to be sexual with her for like the first year, 6 months to a year,
just to see if there's even a connection, right?
Yeah, because once you start, once sex,
almost sex the cloud.
I'm calling you, bro. not even sex alone, because sex is extreme, like, for certain people. But it's just like, once you start being intimate, like, your judgment is clouded automatically. There's nothing you can tell me. Like, your judgment is clouded.
And you're never sure if you like the person, if you just like the, like, sometimes it's a blurry line.
It can turn into love. I know people that they just used catch cruise and eventually loved each other. Like, that's fine. But for me, I just don't think that's normal. It's the right way to do things. I mean, if it happens to me, chance that it won't happen to me, sure. But like, if it does happen to me, like, sure, like, tell me the boat flips. But chances are it won't, man. I'm like, no, stay your day. I've done my day.
How do you do that? Do you like stay in the same room? I'm still trying to. I hope my parents never see this. But I'm still trying to understand, like, honestly, how you can love somebody, like, really love somebody, and not want to do anything. Like, if you guys are in the same room, even as simple as just something light. Because something light may end up becoming the main
thing. I don't know what something light is, Sha, but I feel you.
You don't know it's something
light. I already see something light.
Why are you lying? Elaborate. I can't. This is a PG-13.
It's not PG-13 anything. I think for me, I've been there, man, but like, I haven't perfected that. Like, I haven't perfected it in the sense that, like,
I can't yet. Like, it feels like I would rather not even enter anything, just because I'm a bit nervous.
Yeah, like, I've been there. Like, I've been in a position where I like someone and we're together alone and nothing happened. And I've, like,
really?
Several times. But it's just like, I haven't perfected it. Like, I can't say that if I'm alone with the person I like 10 times, 10 out of 10, nothing will happen. Do you get? Probably like two or three bad days. So I haven't perfected it, but I know it's possible.
A friend of mine, they're doing it, and they tell me, like, they give me tips. Like, if they travel, they take two different beds. they all like do two different, like maybe you know those double beds, all those single, just to make sure, just to mitigate the circumstances. Listen, kind of
those things are, they're good in theory, but in reality,
will it work?
No, I'm not even saying like it's not, it won't work, but stop shaking the table, love.
Sorry,
I'm not saying that it's not possible, right? But what I'm saying is, in reality, the thing is still there. You're going to fight that thing the entire night. Is it necessary?
Yeah, because you need to enjoy. You cannot say you guys should not be hiding because they are trying to...
No, you should hide. But, like, I think one thing that really...
So, would you go on holiday with your babe now, for example, if you're not physically...
Alone?
Yeah, just two of you. You have to...
Wait, hold on.
Just have to find a way.
Jackie, man,
let me sip my wine
as you answer. Well, to be honest, like, I feel like I can do it, but it would depend on the woman, because
both of you have to be on the same page.
On the same page, that's the thing.
Yeah.
And I'm not about to punish somebody's daughter for no reason. Because it's punishment. Like, it's torture. Just imagine knowing that you're sleeping next to the person that you like. The person that even wants to marry safe, right? Mm-hmm. The person's right there. And you can't touch the person. It's torture.
Don't
like,
touch me.
Why am I going to put someone through that? Like, I don't think it's necessary. Unless we make, like, we're just like, you know what? Chances are just like, I'll be like, yo, just one time.
I feel like I'm one of those people that when I enter a relationship, when I try to be celebrating, quotes, we'll do it, and then we'll now quotes. Go to God and please, we'll do it again for the next, like, year. God, please forgive us. Like, that's what's going to, because honestly, I don't know how people do it. I'm so proud of everyone that is listening to this, that is in a celibate relationship. Like, you can be celibate too. But actually being in a celibate relationship. Oh, we're digressing. Let's go back to last time.
It's calm.
Both can be long term.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can lose somebody for a while. And you can think it's love.
Oh my gosh.
You know there's some Lagos people, sorry, that they are married on top of lust, not love.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
the baby's fine. They occur in this Lagos. I've seen it so many times.
I know. This has happened to me personally. There was a woman who...
Name, please.
I must say
name drop.
Name. I'm not dropping names. I'm sure she listens to this podcast. Like, I'm sure she...
As your fans now.
Not my fans, but, like, I'm sure she listens. Okay. Anyways, this woman... No, I won't say she's been chasing me, but, like, she's been on my neck. Like, God, she's on my neck for a while. Like, for quite...
And she's fine.
She's fine. Like, she, you know now, she's...
You know.
Yeah, you know. Like, respect to the tea. Like, she's fine. It's nothing.
So, what's your issue?
Wait, now. So... She was on my neck for a while, and then eventually, like, I wasn't giving her attention at first, but, like, after, I was just like, you know what, let's just see how this goes.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh. I realized that all the while that she had been waiting, it's just one thing she has been waiting for. Yeah, legit. I mean, when I say one thing, I mean one thing.
Must have been like, what these streets that you're is or what? I don't understand.
I'm
sure
for that.
I'm just saying.
I'm done.
Is that the word on the streets? Tell me now.
I'm not on the streets. Anyways, like I was saying, like, imagine that was legit all, like, because she came to tell me, oh, I don't want, like, oh, like, you know, I just want to be friends. Let's just be friends. And I'm like, right. Oh, yeah, sure, let's be friends. And then to one day, she almost cornered me. Almost. I was like, ah, so all this while, this is it. And then when I told her, like, I'm being celibate, like, I have, like, I'm not trying to.
Mm-hmm. She was shocked.
Yeah, she was shocked. And that's, yeah, actually, then we haven't spoken.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like, sometimes I'm just going to say hi.
So what if she actually did like you, but she just wanted, I know some girls use that to confirm if they actually are feeling something.
I feel like if you use physical to confirm that you are very unserious.
Black focus.
Like, I'm very unserious. People talk about how, like, well, like, it's another thing. We talk about sexual compatibility, like, your relationships, right? I think it's very important. I know spiritual.
It's very, very, oh my God, I'm always talking. I'm like, ah, thank God. We need to talk about this, like, quickly. I'm okay, quickly.
No, we can talk about it.
Because, to me, that's what I don't. Personally, I'm like, people that are celibate, I'm not judging, so I'm most likely, when I want to be celibate in my relationship, like, it's a goal for me.
Mm.
But how do you kind of assure yourself that you guys would be compatible sexually? Like, it's a big part in relationships and people overlook it. That's how people, I'm not saying that's when men cheat to a beggar, don't quote me. But you know, that's when people become comfortable in relationships. They're not really as excited anymore because maybe one person wants to for their hands to be tied up and everything. That person does not really care. No, but it's, these are all parts of it now. Like, and you're married, you have to basically do, you have to be experimental, kind of.
Do you think he can figure out if you're compatible sexually by having conversations?
Someone told me, Shada, it's a little bit now, told me that it's something you can figure out. That if both of you are willing to make it work, then you can figure. If one person wants their hands to be tied out, then my hands are going to be tied out. Like, it has to be like a compromising pee.
Yeah.
Do you get my point? Like, you have to compromise it. If you're not comfortable with it, you have to do it because that's what your husband wants. That's what your wife wants. Apparently, that's what I'm hearing on the street.
I think there's some truth in that because... honestly, relationships are all about compromise.
Yeah, no, you have to. Is that what the person wants?
But, there's also like.
So what if you want it every day and your wife only wants it once a week?
No, everybody's not like you, relax.
Why they share your God? If my parents see this, they'll kill you.
But I think that there's also an element of like having to be respectful. For me, that's the most important thing, man. Like, for me, I feel like in everything, because if I want something and my partner doesn't want it, right, I have to respect the fact that she's not comfortable with this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to, even if I want it, like, I'm not going to do anything that would make my partner feel like less than she actually is.
Yeah, I get
it. That's that. There's some things, come rain, come sunshine, like, I will never do. Like, never.
But you have to, in terms of this, compromise. No, you can never have hate. That's another thing I want to talk about. Mm. Do you think I ever have? I will never do in a relationship. Like, sometimes you kind of have to compromise.
If I feel like if
what
I,
is your never?
If I feel like...
if your partner was a... would you do it?
No. What the hell? No.
Okay, am I going to...
Why are you sipping wine?
I'm sipping.
Are you sipping wine?
Why are you sipping? Let me just sip my wine, JJ.
Nah, I won't, because I don't believe, like, there needs to be another person... there needs to be another element in our relationship.
So what if she gives you an argument that, okay, this is going to spice up her pee?
Why do I need someone else to spice up my relationship?
Maybe she's bored now. She has had like 5 kids. She's just not feeling attractive anymore.
Moyo,
she's
like... can you hear what this woman is saying?
I'm just saying. It's not like I want to wear job. No. I'm just saying.
Something can be very dangerous.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why? Very... look, a relationship involves... two people. The moment you introduce a third party, be it for a threesome, be it your parents, be it your friends, it messes up, be your pastor,
I guess,
it messes up everything, because relationship is just me and you. Why should I add someone else?
Okay, point. I'm just saying.
I feel like,
I guess the conversation you can have with your babe, Sha, if she
mom, if she says she wants,
is like, that a ground for divorce
for me?
Yeah,
guy.
Maybe.
Well, I was just going to pray, man. Because I'm all...
ooh, I have a question. Would you do a prenup?
I don't need it. I can always make my money back, man. I don't need it. But yeah, sure. Like, I don't need it. There's nothing. No woman
no,
is
like... no, a prenup meaning like, you can like... you know, can you remember formal contract now? And open contract, oral contract. Let's go to law quickly.
Oh, about our PTSD.
You know, as in, sorry, you know, open is like a normal marriage.
I know what's a prenup.
All the terms are out, you know. Like, now my prenup, if my husband wants to enter to be a politician, I'm out.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, there's nothing like a woman can do to me that will make me go, oh, I'll just divorce you, man.
Make you want to get her money or something. Yeah, what if she's like a lucky jack?
I don't care. Money is not
a lucky jack. Think about it.
I feel like man, money is not so much about how much. Yeah, the money is within, man. It's what's inside you, man. Like, I'll say this confidently. I don't have money yet, too. But like,
you don't think it's something that can move you?
Yeah, I mean, it can move me. Don't get me wrong. Money is powerful.
Move you to, like, move, beyond your values.
Take me anywhere in this world, I'll make
thanks,
money.
Thanks, Daniel, for that.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Anywhere in this world, I'll make money. I promise you. Anywhere in this world.
Oh, man. And that's some period.
That's period, man. Like, anywhere in this world, I'll make money.
Okay, I read that.
But that Nigeria just did. It was struggle. Are we done with the differences?
Yes. So, I know the similarities. Now, we're going to differences.
Okay, let me do similarities. Okay, let me do. Wait, which one is it? Which one are we on?
Well, differences.
Okay, so let me do similarities. Then you talk. I
really don't similarities.
Yeah, let me do differences. Sorry, guys. Just we'll give you guys like recap at the end because I was a little, you know, under the weather. So differences one.
Let me just keep
In love, there's vulnerability, but in Lost there's a lot of hard guy in front. What do you think about that?
I think that's true, because truly if you love somebody, if you truly love somebody, there's no fronting anymore, except you're trying to avoid see finish, because I do that sometimes. I front a bit.
Isn't that supposed to be see finish in
no don't allow see finish, I beg. Anybody listening to this, this is Ayo telling me Ikuforiji, and this is my advice. If you don't take anything from this podcast, do not under any circumstance allow a guy to see you finish. If you allow it, well, wait till your eyes see. What is that pigeon? Whenever your eyes see, you carry on like that. Because do not allow see finish. Okay, let's move on. Don't allow see finish. There are different types of see finish. Mm-hmm. Okay, see finish as per, okay, you've seen me in my cornrows and you've seen me like all butt naked and okay, that's cool. But see finish in terms of you don't even rate me anymore. Mm-hmm. You can get so comfortable in a relationship that you're not trying to excite the person anymore. Human beings will always want to be excited. They always want to like, okay, this is something new. If your guy, maybe in the beginning, it was taking you on dates every weekend and suddenly it doesn't anymore, that's the finish. Do you get? Yeah. You have to always keep that standard till you die. Even in your marriage, that's why most marriages, there's some marriages that crumble after a while, because maybe they'll say, yeah, you don't do this to me anymore. Yeah. You used to do this, you don't do it. Because you have to keep that standard literally till you die.
The effort is just not
it there. It has anymore. To be there. That's why I see, and maybe it's not see finish I'm using. Maybe it's not the code see finish. But, I mean, there are different categories of see finish. But me, my own is like, almost, a guy can never see me finish again. I've seen it like real life, and I know. This one, and I know for a fact that see finish is not a good thing, Sha. That's what I have to say.
So apparently, like in love, there's lots of love has vulnerability, and I think that that's something.
Yeah,
that's something that I used to carry on my chest, because I could never understand how just
trust. Like, literally, that's like a crazy part. Yeah,
like
you're trusting a whole human being. Do you know how bad human beings are?
No, but that's, if you're not vulnerable in a relationship, it's hard.
You
can't.
You have to be
vulnerable. Like, it's mad hard. Like, it would be very, very hard. Like, you have to be very vulnerable with someone.
At vulnerable, but still have your sense. Does that make sense? So you can be vulnerable as well, okay, lead the way, okay, beat the whatever, but still make sure you are still your own person. Because a lot of people vulnerability, they lose themselves trying to be vulnerable. No, you just become me.
Do you think... That's a good question. Do you think that you should tell your partner everything?
I think to some extent.
Yes or yes, no question.
Yes, but not everything as per her. So like dirty secrets. Which there are some things secrets? That are gonna die with me till I die.
I've heard this before, and it just gave me deja vu. Literally.
Really.
Okay. Yeah, but why?
Because I just don't wanna tell you. Like, I just don't tell. I will say a lot of things. My partner is going to know literally 98% of things. That 2% is just to know that. Okay. Have you seen partners that will turn on you? I've not seen it before in life. Oh, I better go. What if I have a secret that can lead me to jail? And then the governor can use that.
Too. So is it about jail was doing you?
No, not jail. But you get my point. Like, no. I don't think she said everything. 98%. Maybe like, 90.
But what if it's not like, but why can't you tell me everything?
Does he need to know that you have not said everything? Angle.
Yeah, what if he's...
I've told you everything now.
Fair. But what if he asks you a question and you're like, no, that one, you just, I can't do it. And you don't want to lie. No, that means you end up lying. What if I ask you a question? Like,
or you omit the truth.
You omit it.
So what kind of question, for example?
I mean, let's just say if you ask them...
What's my body count, for example?
I don't think anyone should know that, to be fair, but...
You don't think your partner should know your body count?
No.
Then what am I doing? Of course I'm going to know my partner's body count. That's not a secret. That's not a dead secret.
Why should your partner... count.
It's just because I would like to know who you've slept with. Why? And also because when we're in public. Gosh. When we're in public, for example, now... And
just like, we had a thing.
There. No, and the baby's there. I would like to know that, okay, I know that you slept with my man... And you can never do that again, so stop looking at him. That kind of, it just makes me in control, kind of. No, I need to know who you slept with. That's off the table. I need to know, for sure.
What does it do for you?
It just helps me, just to know that I know, innit? Like, maybe you don't have to tell me that you've done, maybe if you're an OG, for example, if you're a bit shy about that, you don't have to tell me that one. But you have to tell me your body count. No. What kind of question is that?
I had to ask that in silence.
That one is off my limit.
Okay,
so.
No wala. Okay, so next one.
You know, we have to say your spec before this thing ends. How many minutes is this podcast supposed to
be? Don't worry, as long as you want, baby.
Okay.
As long as you want.
You cannot hide.
As long as you want, baby.
You must say that.
So, yeah, second one is love. There's a lot of loyalty. As per no cheating. Lost. No more.
Hmm.
You just did mess up. Just
I have
vibes.
A question.
Yeah.
Would you forgive?
No.
Yay! You didn't even let me finish.
I asked the question.
Let me land. Let me drop the mic. Would you, if you've been with your partner, your wife, for example, 20 years, 4 kids involved, they're all in uni, for example, it's just 2 of you, you love this babe till you literally till you drop. And then somehow, suddenly, by mistake, she went for a business meeting, the guy came to her room, you know, maybe she was missing you, maybe she was a bit intoxicated. I'm not trying to justify it, I'm just saying
you've
that.
You've already said by mistake, you've justified
okay,
it.
Okay, no, okay, not by mistake.
You don't fornicate
okay,
by mistake.
She was drunk. Let me use drunk. Obviously, being drunk is not an excuse, but you get my point. It's not, she wasn't in her right senses. Mm-hmm. Even if she was in her right senses, would you forgive? Would you stay? 20 years in. 4 kids, for example, would you stay?
To be honest, yeah.
Roll that out.
I've talked about this before. To be honest, I'll stay because of my kids.
That's it. You sound like a woman. I'm only staying because of my children.
Yeah, because
this man has suffered me.
No. Because I will stay. To be fair,
I don't know.
It'll be difficult, man. Because one thing that I'm big on is
loyalty.
Not even just loyalty, it's like
honestly. Would you mind if she told you immediately, she called you immediately, maybe he left and she's like, I'm so sorry, baby, I'm so sorry.
No, like loyal, you telling me is great, like you being honest is great, but the point is like
you still cheated.
Yeah, like I don't think, and this is just like maybe just how my mind works. Maybe I need to go to therapy and get this thing out of my mind. But I feel like cheating is bruh, like it's a lot.
Yeah, one of my aunties told me that if you're gonna leave your husband because of cheating, they are not ready to get married. I was like, bro.
In this way, girls.
She was like, because it's gonna happen. I was like, don't curse me. She's like, that the way Nigerian men are, like, it's almost inevitable for you to expect them not to cheat. Do you get that? The expectation is for them to cheat. Now, what you're not expecting for them to bring a kid home. You get that's now the level now because the bar is on the floor for
but
the
how
men.
Do you but this is my question, right? And this is people are crazy. How do you live
with such
intimate
a,
with a guy?
I'm
who
always
you know,
saying it, and the reason why, honestly, I don't know what I'm going to do in the future, so nobody should quote me. The reason why I'm a bit skeptical about forgiving a cheating husband is because I'm the type of person that I would like to do payback. Like, I'm not saying I love revenge, but I'll be so pissed off. Like, every time maybe you touch me, you're trying to be lovey, or you buy things for me, I'll be like, this guy actually cheated on me, like, I beg. And a part of me, I'm sinning by even thinking of cheating. Do you get my point?
Yeah.
Or thinking of that revenge. So why should I be in that kind of situation where I'm always going to be bitter? But I don't know what I'm going to do in the future, so don't quote me.
I'm just pray that your man doesn't cheat.
Amen.
Because I swear, like, if, like, in a relationship,
I don't want to even know how I'm going to be. You should just not cheat her because I'm not even in the mood for that conversation.
I have been cheated on, and I know what it did to me. Like, I was like, nah, no way.
Oh, how
like,
was that?
Bro, this was so funny because I couldn't believe it. Like, I was, like, this shock when I heard.
And also, I also think I'm a bit psycho. I've not been cheated on yet, but I feel like. I think I'm a bit crazy. I feel like if a guy, like if I used to love a guy and he cheats, I don't know what I would do. Like, not like I'll kill him. I mean, go and kill his car, for example. Now, just to be, jiggy, like, is that kind of, because I'll be so pissed off, like, especially when I've maybe done a lot for him, or I feel like I've really, I'm so in love and I'm ready to literally marry this guy and he cheats. Ah!
Jam large.
Oh my, shock me. It's
shock you about
to pay me a bit.
Next one is in love there's a lot of respect. Love says disrespect.
Obviously. That's see finish, isn't it?
Yeah. So that one where they know there's just
but you know in someone was saying that if you're really in love with somebody that you'll never be see finish. Because you always want to excite that person.
If you're in love with someone. Yeah. I don't think, honestly, I don't think our generation knows what it means to, I don't think a lot of people know what it means to love someone. I just tell you the truth, man. Like, I made up my mind, like, I'm never accepting love that's conditional. Never.
But you know, parents and kids is also conditional. I've noticed that there's no love, except apart from Jesus. There's no love in this world.
But, like, I'm not accepting love.
Okay, there are degrees of conditionality. Let's say that. Because, let's not say, not all love is unconditional. So let me just tell you that.
But, like, when I say, okay, so if I have money, you love me, great.
Okay, first,
can.
If I don't have money, you not say bye.
If I have. Tattoo, you love,
like, and it's so funny, regardless how much I love money I'll never leave a guy because of money. It's so funny. Like, I'd rather, let's face it, except you are not lazy and you don't want to do anything. Maybe you're not, like, you've given up on life and you're like, I'm tired, I've lost everything. I mean, I'm trying to push you and push you maybe for like years and you're sitting there, I'm like, okay, bye bye now, since you don't want to work with me. But I don't think it's obviously a good, I mean,
do you think women should, like, adopt that approach where it's like they work with their, like, because it's not a popular, what you just said is not popular at all, man. Like,
I think this is the reason why I don't blame some women. We are fortunate to come from a fortunate family. Do you get, like, people, we are, our parents are not poor, for example, but people, for example, that have not had anything, money being their prime focus is understandable because they've always wanted money. Money has never been, I'm not saying that, oh, I'm one rich person. Money has never been like my, I want to have money, but it's not like, do you get my point? People that have never had anything, and that's what I see on the street, like, if you see most people that are very crazy about money, it's people that they don't have anything and they're trying to look for ends meet. But, so but money becomes their focus.
But what about people who have grown up with money? I can't do without money, because there's also that flip side.
Yeah, there is.
I know lots of people that they say, well, if you don't have this, like, we're not good, like, I can't do it.
I see rich babes doing girls. I better go. So is every category of people are doing at this point. I would tell them just maybe babes that don't have money or more. Rich people as per billionaire children are entering roles. And I'm like, why? Like, now, for what reason?
But yeah, I feel like that money one is, I mean, that money one tough for. I mean, as a guy, I feel like any babe I date from now on, when I go back to the dating scene,
she's going to, what she want to say?
Go on, what were you about to say?
What you want to say?
No, hold on.
No, I think, yeah, I thought you were about to say that she's going to want money or she's going to be money crazy.
Yeah, because, like,
a lot of Lagos babes.
No, like, if she wants money, it's good for her. Like, I mean, I don't want to be, that's the thing about, I like women that like money. I like women that can
spend. Because most of what she chases.
Yeah, like, yeah. I like women that like, if you like money, then it will make me like you. Because it means they are ready to chase money.
Yeah, it means they are both ready to work for
it. Means they are ready to work for it.
I'm hustle.
You want more?
No, it's fine.
Means they are ready to work for it. So, like,
my eyes are low. Yeah, you asked me if I see.
Yeah, let your eyes better open. So, yeah, like.
See, Daniel drugged me, guys. So, this. This is not my real face.
Anyway, thank you. Thank God you're here.
This is not my real face.
Thank God Moyo is here.
I'm a bit intoxicated.
Last one is love is a choice, and I'm a lot to just anybody just used to catch cruise, man. Just used to catch right now. I feel like that's one of the biggest things that I've learned. Like, if you want to love someone, you have to decide, like, okay, like, I'm going to love this person.
When they say love is a choice, not choice, so because no, what I've even noticed is because. Guy, when you are, wait, let me learn now. When you're in a relationship, it's even funny because when you're in a relationship, that guys are now coming to you. Richer men, no, final men, no, all sorts of men.
But they don't win, but even it's the guys now, when you're in a relationship, that's when everybody starts moving to you.
Yeah, vice versa.
Go on.
Open your hands, what do you say?
No, not today.
You're a bit shy.
I'm a bit shy.
What was I about to say? Yeah, so love is truly a choice. Like, when people say that when I was younger, I thought, didn't mean love is a choice. I'm on a choice. It's full, like, you literally have to, like, sit down and say, it's you. And it's going to be you till I die. Because if you don't, the amount of people you will give it. Yeah. Have you not seen all these politicians bringing babes from Brazil and you have not seen before?
I have.
They'll be shipping babes in.
That's trafficking.
My uncle, no, this baby is willingly, because obviously, private jets.
Honor traffic.
No, love is a choice, man. Old, gray, 60, 70 is going to be you. And that's kind of, me, I've noticed personally, I've made a decision after I came out of this crazy thing that I just came out of. I made a decision that I'm not going to ever in my life settle. That it has to be the one. You have to be my best friend. You may not have money. What me I care about is a best friend. Like, this is somebody that when my kids are off and they are married at 60, 70, I still want to be laughing and be joking with you like fools, like we're babies.
So, so that I can bring my children to your house. We do family vacation together.
As I was saying. As I was, before I was rudely interrupted.
I'm telling you, man, my kids are going to go to your house. Go to
it's Moyo. Moyo is the only one. I'll spoil them, man.
Moyo, what's the type of behavior? Straight to at Moyo's house.
Bring your kids.
Moyo, even me as an adult, me at my age, Moyo
is the fun auntie, the one that will buy them stuff. Like, come. Your mom doesn't allow you to take sweets by 9 p.m. Come.
Moyo, at my age, Moyo is too bad. She's like a
mommy. No, Moyo is going to be my default. When I'm like, Moyo, please, come and discipline these kids. Because I know I'm going to be a sports mom for sure. I can't wait to have kids. I mean, I can't wait. Them not like.
I can't wait. They're always telling me don't have kids. I always send him. They should send me videos on Instagram.
Is it the babies?
Yeah.
And some get when I'm joking. I still want to experience it. I think it's gonna be funny. Do you know how I knew I could do it? I did waxing the other few days ago, and I was like, if I can undo waxing pain, then I can do anything. I put my mind into.
This picture and tell me you don't want a baby right now.
Oof.
I don't want a baby right now. I'm okay.
So
on top of waxing, you can now.
I'm kind of like, if I can do it, then I can just close my eyes.
It's like a Brazilian wax.
Guy, it was fuck.
It was what?
I'm not sorry.
No sorry. It was painful. I know.
So, bro, if I can do it, then I can achieve anything.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. I've done it multiple times now. I understand why people give birth. If giving birth was not. If there was no chance of dying, I said people would have like 50 kids. Because the pain is exciting because you see the result and you're like, oh my God. Do you get?
Yeah.
But the reason why people hold back from giving birth is the fact that you could die.
Death risk, yeah.
Yeah. If not, it's actually exciting. I won't lie. I've not given birth. Does it mean yawning like I know what I'm saying.
Have you covered everything?
Yeah, so Daniel, what is your spec? What's you like? And do you think spec should be like compulsory, or do you think people can compromise or like settle in terms of physics? I'm not talking about emotion, because personality spec is mandatory, I think.
Yeah,
but spec in terms of like physicals, if the person has everything you want personality wise, she's loving, she's homely, she's but physically, maybe you like bumbo and she doesn't, maybe you like light skin and she's dark, for example. I'm just saying. What happened?
Nothing. Go on.
I'm just saying, for example, do you think physical spec can be, do you think it's compulsory?
Do I think it's compulsory? No.
But you need to be physically attracted to
Yeah, but it helps. It definitely helps, right? Because this is how I think about it. Like, if I walk into a room, right, my eyes are going to automatically move towards people who I find attractive first. That's first.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, oh.
No, not attractive. Your spec.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I find you attractive.
A skinny babe attractive. I found a thick babe attractive, for example. So I'm saying your spec. Okay, well, first of all, what is your spec? And tell me if it's mandatory. Don't lie. What is your physical spec? Like, say raw. I was saying my own too. As in your feel, from head to toe, what do you like?
This one tough.
Head to toe. Me, I have my own. Done. Set.
Let's do your own first.
No, you have to.
I'm not comfortable, man. Because, like, it's just like this one. The expo is too much.
Why is it too much? Okay, say three.
Three things. All right. Okay, I'll say three things. I mean, I can tell you everything, but I don't want to give out too much info. There has to be a little bit of mystery.
Wait.
There has to be a little bit of mystery.
Your spec.
All right. So, first thing. This one's tough. Right? Okay. First thing, light skinned, right?
I know it's there.
I know, that's the thing, you know everything head to toe.
Say it, yeah, first one.
You know it from head to toe.
Say it.
So, light skinned, mm-hmm. being like, you know, not too, no, whatever, just light skinned.
caramel as well can
yeah,
go. Because I know what I mean, that's not nice guy.
Yeah.
Wow,
I'm just lying. That is so loud. That is so loud.
They don't have to know.
That is so loud. I said light skinned. Not short, but like not too tall.
Yeah.
Right, definitely not too tall. Yeah. Like if I like 5'8", 5'9", 5'10". Maybe that is like 6 foot, so I have a problem. You can't be my height.
Yeah, like, I guess. That's the height difference.
Let me give one more. I'm trying not to give out too much. And... Okay, yeah. Good English. Speak well.
Who doesn't know speak English?
People that like guys that are rugged, like streets, like, I don't like it. If you speak,
all
this
oh, you
speak.
Like all this, like,
yeah, like
posh kind of like, like etiquette, yeah,
like,
a bit,
yeah, like prim and proper,
prim and proper, babe.
Yeah, like, sit down at the table and speak, like,
I respect that.
So, like, if I see you being all loud,
but that's not physical, sure.
Oh, you're talking about physical,
and yes, darling.
Okay,
is that body physics?
Okay,
so you said light skin, you said tall, I mean, not too tall,
yeah,
and what else?
Not on the
thick side.
Yeah, no,
big
side. Yeah, like thick. Like if you thick, like yeah, we gonna have a conversation or two.
Who this guy? Yeah, okay, so I get your point.
So
like,
that, like
not fat, but
well, yeah, exactly. Not too, so not skinny, right?
But just
and not
fat.
Yeah, like not on that side. Like just like.
Chubby. Let's just use a different language for the same
thing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So those three. At least that's not giving me too much. So
that's
yeah,
fine. Your mind is basic, Sha. Tall.
I feel like you have the most basic spec ever.
Is it
like,
me?
You can find your spec anywhere.
No, it won't be like that too.
It's like there's extra cocoa inside that. It's the concussion that you want to put
me,
inside.
I will say everything.
Oh, yeah, no.
So in case there's anybody, I'm single.
So if you just shoot your show. Let them shoot their shirt. Oh, no idea. I'll put her hand.
Relax, so calm down.
I'll tell you. I wanted to sell you since. Oh, yeah, now they listen.
Tall. Tall, like. I like them tall. I want to climb you. This is just being real. Like, I want them tall. Dark. I mean, if you're light, I won't really care, but. I mean, Sean, preferably dark.
Yeah.
Beards. Etsy connects.
Does it have to connect?
It doesn't have to connect, but I like it when it connects.
You like stroke their beard and stuff.
I like it, you know.
Guy.
Physical. Low key. I think it's the way you walk. I don't know how to explain it. And a sense of dressing as well. I like guys that can dress well, not every damn joggers.
Do you prefer like joggers or like suit guys or like trad guys? Like,
oh, I love trad guys. Oh my god. Like when you finish the look, you now maybe wear like slides or slippers or something. Don't do shoe because shoe is now you're not doing too much.
Yeah.
Maybe if you do shoe for wedding, but if you're just going on a day, maybe like a dinner or lunch, or just do some. Oh, anyway. What else?
I love
like walking as well. Mix. I don't know why. I look at the way a guy walks. Like I don't like guys that are bouncing. You're 20 something. Where the hell are you bouncing? Like why are you like bouncing? Like walk well.
Bro,
walk with.
Apparently I bounce.
No, I don't think you bounce. Bro. And there's somebody that bounce, but when I will not at him. No, it's not like it's my spec. I'm just saying that's just an example of like I don't like. What else? There are a couple of things. The reason why I even asked that question initially, going back, was because I feel like I've compromised on my spec, on my ideal spec, and I don't think I want to do that again.
Did you pay for it?
What do you mean?
Like, did it cost?
Because it's now like you're never my type.
Wow.
That's not the way I see that. You did this to me.
That's harsh, man.
I'm just saying.
Oh, did you like muscular guys?
I like big guys. Let me say this out here. I don't know if it's off or you don't understand. I like not fat too, not chubby. I mean, if you are, I just like you tall and big. Like I don't know. I'd like to feel like a baby beside you. I like to feel small because I feel like I'm quite tall, and I'm not particularly skinny. I'm a bit. So I like. I don't say it. So I like a guy that is a bit big. Not skinny. I don't like skinny guys. I don't think I've ever been attracted to a skinny guy. Skinny as per, yeah, like skinny. You know the skinny, like bone straight. I'm not saying it's bad, dude. My sister loves skinny guy now. Like, we're always fighting. She'll show me a guy and I'm like, ew. And she's like, oh my god, you can't find this. I'm like, ew. He's so skinny. I can see his bones. I see his bones. But, yeah. What else? Sense of style. But in terms of personality, yeah, let's go for personality now.
Okay, personality.
God for me. It's God for me. You have to fear God. Like, you have to know Him. I'm not saying you should be religious and be going to church every day, but I cannot have, and you have to be a Christian. And that's just something I can never compromise. Yeah. I feel I can compromise everything, but being religion mixed, because I think growing up from a mixed religion family, I want to have a man that is Christian, because I'm a Christian. So it's just ideal for me. I'm not saying you have to be religious. So, I mean, we will build that if you're not.
Yeah.
By God's grace.
Yeah, nobody starts off as being like...
Do you get, but you 100%. Have to be a Christian. Like, I can never compromise that.
Yeah. Same for me, but I feel like personality-wise, the only thing that I... The thing that really gets to me, like, is... Like, as a woman, like, if you can call me out on my BS, like, if you can correct me. And the reason why, because I'm a strong personality guy. Like, if I feel like I want to do something, like, I'm going to do it, right?
Yeah, you're an alpha male, so can you go for an alpha female? No, they're alpha females. Like, for example, you say I'm an is that English? You get, I'm like, I'm quite dominating. Yeah. So can you go for someone like,
just that?
Boom, don't you think personalities will clash?
So again,
because
like,
all the guys may have gone for, they were not, I mean, they were alpha male, but they were secretly alpha male. So you won't know. Low-key, they are the one making the shot too.
Yeah.
But I'm the one looking like, because I'm the one with the cards, but they are the one saying where we're going. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's like, you're allowing me to take charge.
Yeah.
But in reality, you are the one that's taking charge. But you know, there's some men that they want to be the one to, you know, pay, do use the card. Even if it's your card, they want to be the one to do it. They want to be the one to book the hotel. They want to be, do you get some... Me, I like doing things like that. Like, I don't mind if you're just chilled and relaxed.
Me, I don't mind. Like,
no, but that means you're not fully alpha.
That's what I was just about to say. Like,
okay,
because there's also a part of me there's a part of me that's just like, look, if that's what she wants, like, sure. Like, I'm the type of guy that would say, oh, look, let's travel. Like, I want to do this. You decide where we're going. Like, decide where you want to go. And it's just let me know. I'll pull up. If you tell me do this, I'm like, yeah, sure, like, no problem. Because I just feel like certain things, there's no point.
It shouldn't be an issue, right?
Yeah, and I remember my dad telling me, like, the wisest decision a man can make is to enable his woman. Like, and I feel like that's so important, man. Like, I detest guys who do not give their woman, like,
chances to do things. Because I'm like, you can't possibly think that you are the smartest of them all. Like, there's a reason why God...
That's what quote that says, a man that thinks he knows everything will end up marrying his mother. Legit.
I'm dead. That's true.
And that's legit what it is, man.
That is true.
Like, if you have to make 10 decisions, I want to make 2. You make 8. Like, I trust you enough to be able to.
And you should be able to trust your wife enough to make 8.
Like, I trust
you. For me, I'm just going to babe that 8 that I'm even making. I'll still be like, babe, what do you think?
You like rubbish, get out.
Do you think it makes sense?
Do
you think it makes sense? Personality wise, yeah, let's finish it.
Personality wise, man.
Yeah, I like a sense of humor. I want you to be able to make me laugh. I want you to also appreciate my humor, because I think I'm a funny person, and that's some period. Like, I want you to also think I'm funny, and it basically that's how our sense of humor be.
I don't crack me up all the time.
Yeah, crazy. So you have to. If you don't think I'm funny, that's a big problem. But yeah.
Personality wise, I think for me,
ambitious as well.
Yeah.
I want you to tell me where you're going. I want to see where you're going. Don't have to tell me. I'm already like, okay, this guy. He's going somewhere.
I just don't like loud people. Like, I do. Like, if you're loud, Jesus,
And I know what I like, which is so weird. Like, if you go out, for example, I like a guy, like, calm, collected. Like, you know how this guy just be holding alcohol and in their cup and just be dancing one or two steps.
I just watch you too much nonsense.
One or two steps. No, but me, I like a calm and collected guy. Like, I think because my personality can be very loud and over, you know, it's a bit too much. I like a man that can just, you know, balance each other out. Like, if I have a loud person, that would just be so bad. Like, one of us just be inside club, dude.
Yeah, I'm not, man, I just like loud people, man. Like, if you're loud, I'll just be like, I'm looking at you like,
what the hell is
going on here, man? Like, can you relax? But yeah,
What else? I can't even think of something on top of my head right now. Obviously, I don't want a mommy's boy as well. Oh, and I didn't even say this. I want a feminist. Not someone that is fighting for feminism, but someone that believes in the equality of women. Like, you care about me as a woman, not as a wife. Does that make sense? So a wife is supposed to clean, cook, but as a woman, you appreciate it that, okay, I want to work. I want to do this. I want to do that. And that's fine. Because if that takes me from being a wife, it shouldn't make you now feel like I love you less. If maybe I have to go for a trip for 1 week and I can't be your wife, I can't cook, I can't do, have sex with your daughter, you're not going to look for... Oh, do you get my point? So I think I want a man that will appreciate...
You thought about this thing, like...
Yeah, no, because I need to... I can't settle, man. There are so many bad marriages I've seen everywhere that
you're supposed to write a book.
I'd rather be single than enter a bad marriage. Because it also affects the kids when you have one.
It affects
families
you.
Are even coming together as well.
It affects you as a person.
It's on my list. If I still end up getting a divorce, don't quote Misha. Because if the guy does not make sense, after all this list I've made, if it doesn't make sense, but I think you also need to have a list. Remember Miss OBJC said it? Was it Miss OBJC or Miss Charity?
One of them said it.
You literally need to have a list because you just keep going for every Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
You need to know exactly what you want. And that's why
But Charity said, if you have a list that has 10 things, if they take 7, yeah, that's good. Because I don't think you'll ever get 10 over 10.
Of course, now. Am I even 10 over 10?
No, you're not 10 over 10. I'm like, we keep saying 10 over 10.
I'm not 10 over 10. I'm a bit psycho. So that's 9 already out. That's really one out. So you can't. No, I can't be. Of course, now. But you have to take majority. You have to take majority of the boxes for sure.
Yeah.
I can't settle.
Don't settle. I always say this, like, the man you end up marrying, yeah, it will first come out to the value for me because
and
you will
enjoy him, so that's why I
you know me, I will put my head inside. Like, I keep telling you, Boyo, Dio, that man, oh god,
you'll suffer.
I know me, I'll put my head inside until he annoys you, then I'll say, oh, yeah, sorry,
literally. Well, it's so funny how some of my guy friends, but after this experience I had, they're like, oh, you're going to scream my next guy. I'm like, yeah, you guys should relax.
I'm not really camping. Like, I will scream him. We'll send application later.
But it can still come out. So, well, this man, they didn't lie.
No, but so what happens, I realized that, like, for guys, what happens is you have other guys that can hold you accountable, it really helps you. Like, one of the reasons why I'm not confident in myself as a person at the foundation, obviously, mm-hmm. like, I know I have, like, great qualities, that's great,
mm-hmm.
but like, first of all, obviously I trust God, but not to even be religious. Like, I know that if I move mad, Caro will call me out, Obi will call me out, Tito, like, they'll...
No, you need accountability.
I remember what I was talking to you about, that any guy that comes your way, you have to look at his friends.
Yeah, his friends matter.
If his friends are foolish,
then you and him is, he's faking it. He's faking it.
They'll influence him in one way or the other.
I mean, he can have a few bad eggs, but it cannot be his main
friend. It can't be your main friend. Look, man, because you need to look
and
at...
And that's true. You have good friends. For example, Carol, then Daniel.
Oh,
you have
my friends.
Friends.
I can't... Well, the ones I've seen. I can never...
Carol is very sensible. Shout out to Carol.
What's going on?
No, relax.
Yeah, but like those three guys...
Calm down.
Actually, four of them. And Daniel McCurry. Like, my friends are actually... They give me confidence, but like my friend, I keep saying this, man. I gas my friends every time. Like, they're the kind of guys who will send me, like, oh, I'm going through something. They will send me emails, send me courses. Oh, I didn't take this course, we'll pay for it, I'll pay for it, do this. Oh, recent generation, my friends are amazing. So, even if like I'm moving mad,
I always have people that will just push you back.
I can't
and
move
it's very
for too
important
long.
Because no matter how dominating I am, I actually like when people check me, like, tell me if I'm doing something.
When I was checking you, I know this thing to me.
See, love was involved. You know, love makes you blind. It makes you can't see clearly when you're in love. In my defense,
you can't see clearly when you're in love. I've been guilty.
Now I know better because that's why I'm very thankful for this experience. I'm sure people want you with this experience.
Give another episode after this. Don't worry. We'll just use the name, code X.
We'll do another episode after this.
Next time you come.
But I think that experience has really... I'm thankful for it because it has opened my eye. Not to men as to, like, I know what I want for sure. I just started making a list now. Before, I didn't have a list. I didn't care. Whatever comes, okay. If it makes sense. If it's cute, you have money. No problem. Let's do this. Let's move. But now I care. Anyway,
What?
This is actually our conversation normally. It's so weird. Like, did you bring?
I feel like if you had ever put one, you just have put like a phone recording like in the car or something while driving. This is legit what we talk about all the time. This is how we vibe. Anyways, guys, I know you did the closing remarks, man.
I'm a bit shy.
You said this,
but I hope you know you've gotten okay from the few words of mine. I hope I've been able to confuse you and not confuse you that men are scum. Bye. Jokes now.
I don't redact that statement. I hope please.
I'm joking. We love men. We love men. They're gonna give us babies, so we gotta love them.
Oh no, baby maker. you guys do stuff for you. I'll see you guys on the next episode. Peace. What are we? You say we be God.
Bye.